welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we talked about what it means to be on track with God, to understand the direction in which God's trying to take your life. And we talked about three shifts that God tries to do in your life, the paradigm shift, a spiritual shift, and a vocational shift that he tries to do in your life. Here's a passage we looked at, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It says, "For the love of Christ controls us," this is verse 14, "because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who raised, or for their sake was raised from the dead. Now from now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is past, and behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us, and we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God." Now that passage, there are three shifts that I pointed out on Sunday that take place. One's the paradigm shift, and that's the shift that because of Christ's love, it compels us to not live for ourselves, but to live for Christ. That's a shift that takes place in our life when you recognize the gospel. And it's not an easy shift that God is trying to make in your life, because we are addicted to ourselves. We're going to think of ourselves first, naturally. And yet, because of the gospel, the love of Christ compels us to actually consider others as more important than ourselves. The second shift is really a spiritual shift. It talks about how that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, that the old is gone and the new has come. That is a spiritual dynamic. And I've found that that people have a tendency to believe that they are very spiritual. And I think that's true, because we were all made by God. So there's a spirit that's inside of us. But a lot of times when people say that I'm a spiritual person, what they're really doing is they're pushing back against the idea that they have to submit to anyone, but they want to feel that inner feeling of connectedness to things around them. But what Christ is doing in our lives, he's trying to actually transform us by making us born again, putting his spirit in us, that there's a spiritual shift that has to take place, or we'll never understand the direction we're supposed to go in life. The last one is a vocational shift. Now, this is unique, because at the end of the passage I read, it talks about how we are now ambassadors for Christ, that Christ has entrusted to us the message of reconciliation. That's a vocational shift, that God actually wants to put us to work. Now, you know, when you think about the gospel, it really goes against the grain of this idea that we have to earn our salvation. Because it's exactly the opposite of that. It's that the only way we can be saved or have that spiritual shift is if we recognize the cross and what he's done. But as Ephesians 5 or 2 says, that you know, we are saved unto good works, that means God is putting us to work, that God wants us to be a part of the ministry of reconciliation, the great commission that Jesus gave. Now, I bring all this up because I think in a lot of ways what happens to the average believer, myself included, is we have a tendency to kind of go through life and want to do the right things. We want to go to church and we go to our life groups and we try to read our Bible and we try to be the person God wants us to be. But sometimes we feel a little lost, and we need to understand the track in which God has given us to run on. That he absolutely is trying to transform us to think of others first. That to be born again means to be included in Christ. And lastly, that he actually wants us to be involved in the Great Commission. And all of that is driven by the love of Christ, which compels us to consider others as more important than ourselves. You know, I think the reason that a lot of times I've felt lost is because I'm just not involved. I'm not involved in his work to try to help others to know him, to try to spread the kingdom. And that can look a lot of different ways, whether it's just being kind to others, being thoughtful of others, or actually sharing the gospel. And I think when I have that mindset first, everything seems to fit. Then when I start to realize exactly the track that God has given me to run on, and I'm trying to run on it, God opens up doors for me to carry out the very thing he's called me to. But if I'm not even thinking about it, chances are I'm just running off in a field somewhere. And that's why I feel lost. I don't know if you've ever felt like that, but let's pray that we stay on track. Father, I pray that you keep our hearts and minds on track with you, to understand what it is you're trying to do in and through our lives. Help us to think of your mission and help us to be drawn into that. Wherever you're at, just think about the way that you want to offer your life to the Lord today and just tell him. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless.